74 degrees on this Monday edition of Pamina Mornings. Good morning. I'm Tyler Cupp.
And I'm Chet Tucker.
You're listening to us on WRHI 100.1 FM, AM 1340, YouTube and Facebook Live, as well as CN2 Channel 102. Before we get to our next interview, we have a bit of breaking news locally with the Rock Hill School Board meeting that took place this morning at 8 a.m. And Chet, you had the results of what they voted on.
That's right. So the resolution everyone was waiting to hear was basically support by the Rock Hill School Board for the county's third reading, which was an amended reading from the amendment that Councilman Roddy did at the second reading. So, but that has passed the Rock Hill School Board, essentially going around and declaring that no one had contact with the county in the lead up to this, but now suggesting that they are comfortable with the split there described in the third reading, and that passed 5-2 with Hutchinson and Daniel voting no.
A lot to dive into that story. I was peeking some of the YouTube live audio, and there is audio good enough to use, so you will hear that later on this afternoon. And I will remind that we did have a story WRHI reported that the city attorney sent a letter to York County saying that that ordinance that they were about to approve was unlawful. And that's what the school board just approved. So just putting that out there, a city attorney's opinion said that, you know, can't do that. But they did. So here we go. All right. So joining us now here at WRHI is Nancy Foster, the Havens Men's Shelter, and Mike Hargrove, who is on the board for the Havens Men's Shelter. And Nancy, Mike, how are y'all?
We're good. How are you?
Your guys are coming in the middle of a lot going on right now, but it's good to get a little escape from things that have been happening. But Nancy, let's start with the Havens Men's Shelter. Let's talk about what the Havens Men's Shelter does.
Well, good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to be able to have this conversation even in the middle of it, which also kind of makes it nice because a lot of people are listening. Right?
So
we get to tell a lot of people about the Havens Men's Shelter. We are a transitional shelter that is inside of the Pathways Community Center. We house 27 men, and what they do is a program. Our program is just not a bed in a shelter. It's somebody that helps them get on their feet, get them rolling into their next spot, and then our success rate is 95%. And that what that looks like is how many men we've had into housing and how many men are still into that housing. And so this month itself, just this month, we've been able to house 5 men right back in the community with a really good success rate. They get good jobs. They get housing. They get health insurance, whatever that looks like for them, and to break their barriers so that we can help them break the cycle of chronic homelessness. So that is our job, is helping the men get right back on their feet.
Is there one barrier that seems to be consistent or common or the most challenging one for folks who are looking to get rehoused?
Yeah, so one of the biggest challenges we face is the job market, is making sure that they get a sustainability job so that when they go out on their own, they can afford the housing, because the housing is, as we all know, is tough right now, trying to get affordable housing in the community, but getting that job so that they can sustain themselves, you know, with not having to come back into the system.
Now, I know you guys are here to promote a fundraiser coming up on August the 14th, but I have to give a shout out to a fundraiser that has already happened this year.
Okay.
One of my favorites, and that's the Super Bowl party.
We had a great time.
Yes.
At the Super Bowl party.
The last 2 years, I have contributed to that, and just absolutely love the gathering that you guys have, and the awesome food and the fellowship, and all going to a great cause. So thank you guys for putting that on.
Well, it's really a staple for us. You know, it's been going on. The Haven is 20 years old this year, and I think it's been going on 17 years. So it's been a staple of what we do and who we are. But it also shows the dedication of those that come to the Super Bowl, how important that the Havens Men's Shelter is right here in the community.
All right, so let's talk about this fundraiser we got coming up. It's a car show. Now, is there another piece to this, or it's just the car show, Mike? What we got coming up here?
It's just a car show. It's a benefit for the Haven. It's on August 14th. It's going to be right downtown here at the Fountain from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock. And it's hosted by the Masters Car Club. Eddie Craig, who has a big following here in town. And this will be our second annual show. Last year we had over 60 cars, and it was pouring down rain.
Oh, wow.
So this year we're hoping for some good weather and a better turnout.
Now, how does the fundraiser work? Because in the past, I know that car shows were just kind of like they were there. Like you just kind of showed up. Like, so how does this work for you guys?
Well, you know, there's an entry fee to get in the show, of course, and we also generate sponsors for our show. And we, you know, have people donating and things like that.
Will there be other vendors and food trucks and stuff like that on site? What are we going to have there?
Well, we're going to have hot dogs, drinks, things like that nature. I don't think there's going to be any food trucks there.
No.
What about prizes for your best in show, those types of things?
Yeah.
What's on the line for these folks who put all this attention and time into these cars?
Well, the Masters is known for having the nicest trophies in town. They always do the praying hands and the big trophies, so that's what everybody likes.
You know, it's funny, one of the very first live remotes I ever did in radio, there was no trophy presentation. It was just a guy that spent money to have a car show on his lot. He just wanted people to come out, and he paid for it, and he paid for the remote. He said, "I just want y'all to come out and bring people out to the car show." And what I noticed about car shows, I've been to maybe three or four since, every car has a story.
It does.
That's right.
You know, from the owner to maybe something they grew up with, something their father, grandfather, something in their family, to the story of them putting that car together, or maybe it's just something that was passed down to them. Car shows are really cool because every single person on that lot has a different story with that car.
That's right.
And the car enthusiasts that come out is just, you know, I like to watch people come out and just ooh and ah over all of them. It's like, oh, why do I like this one? Why do I like that one? And I like the colors. It's interesting to see the different colors for the different styles of cars that is there, but love to see the people come out and support not only the car shows, but also the Havens Men's Shelter. And Mike will be the one on the grill cooking up the hot dogs. And, you know, he's
an important role, Mike.
It is an important role because hot dogs are good when they're grilled right. And he does it right. So,
yeah, we're going to have the top 40 best of show. Everybody will get a plaque for that.
Oh, okay.
Then we'll have the Master's Choice, the most outstanding car, the most outstanding truck, and the most outstanding modern muscle.
Okay. So. What's your favorite type of old-timey car? Do you have a favorite?
I'm in the Tri-5 era.
Okay.
Yeah, I love those.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chet, what about you? You got a favorite?
I don't. I like them all, but I just don't have the knowledge base of the, you know, I love the older cars. And when I say older, I'm talking about, like, you know, back to the 90s. But where a car was fixable, you know, where you could... Yeah. Get in your driveway and on the alternator or your starter and say, all right, you know, startup thing. But where it wasn't all computer driven and, you know, to be able to work on those. I've changed a starter. I've done a couple of things, but I am a car guy. I am not one. At all. So, I mean,
I'm not a car guy either. My dad is a mechanic, and he has someone who works for him that soups up cars as a hobby. And he likes those like early model Fords, like the very, very early model Fords, and makes them look really pretty and just beautiful, beautiful machines. So, all right. Anything else about this car show we got coming up August 14th? Give us the promo.
It is going to be a great August hot night. So come on out, bring your car, show your hot stuff, and let's have a great event.
And all benefits go straight to the Havens Men's Shelter.
All benefits come to the Havens Men's Shelter. And again, you know, we're housing over 100 men a year, and I'm right back in the community trying to do our part.
Very good. They are Nancy Foster and Mike Hargrove of the Havens Men's Shelter. Guys, thank you so much for coming in, and best of luck next month with the car show.
Thank you. Come on down.
Thank you so much.
All right.